Matt, you are part of CCAD, correct?
Yes, sir.
What is CCAD, or who is CCAD?
So CCAD is Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drug. That's what it stands for. We also have two other task forces in the regions up north, so Anchorage area and then the Fairbanks area. But as far as CCAD down here in Southeast, our region goes from Yakutat down to Ketchikan, and so we're responsible for that area for Southeast Alaska.
So CCAD cooperates with other agencies and departments. What other agencies and departments are we talking about?
So with CCAD, the task force consists with municipal police departments through Southeast, and then we have the Alaska State Troopers, the FBI, DEA, Coast Guard, and additionally to Border Patrol. And so it's also federal and local and state law enforcement agencies that come together to do these missions.
That's a lot of people.
It can be, yes. It's great because, like I said, it's the strengths of working with all these agencies. All agencies have strengths to bring and different parts and information and resources. It makes it successful because it's like an agency, like let's say you have a small town like Haines or Wrangell, for example. And so it's like in these smaller communities, they may not have the staffing to be able to, you know, put it, all this, the eggs in one basket for this thing. And so we come together to be more successful for our communities in the region.
I would imagine that the relationships between agencies and departments throughout the state and federally is a huge benefit when it comes to sharing the information.
Absolutely. And everybody knows for the most part that really Southeast is accessible by boat or plane. And so our task force, you know, they are moving throughout the region, dealing with those logistics and planning those logistics, you know, to time the investigation perfectly to be successful. And it's impressive to cover that ground and to be able to be as successful as they have been. And so I'm very proud of the team for that.
Do you see a specific trend of illegal drug activity throughout Juneau or Southeast Alaska? And have we been seeing a decline or an increase in drug activity?
Yeah, I mean, what we're really seeing a lot of right now is methamphetamine and fentanyl. And it kind of fluctuates depending on timing and stuff and whatever the reasons may be. We're still seeing fentanyl in the powder form. We're still seeing it in counterfeit pill forms. But I think in the last couple months, I'd safe to say that we've seen more of an uptick in seizures of methamphetamine.
Is there a specific way that these drugs, they're coming into town in multiple avenues, but do we see one avenue more frequently than the other?
We know in Juneau how we all get our Amazon packages, right? And so that's going to be the airlines, it's going to be the mail, which are, you know, or UPS or FedEx, but we know like the airlines transport a lot of that stuff to get into our town. But then there's also avenues like the Alaska Marine Highway System. Also, there's, you know, the barge. Any way that you, how we would normally receive goods
right
here in town is basically how they're being transported here.